WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A major shakeup today on cable news. CBS's Robert Costa has more on Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News.
He has been a highly rated figure for many years, and so many Republicans had believed that he carried immense political capital, and they would take cues from him from time to time about where the party's base might be leaning on a particular issue. So that guidance, that beacon politically for some of these Republicans, particularly in the House, will now be no longer there.
CNN also fired Don Lemon today after 17 years. He was accused of creating a hostile work environment. President Biden met the Tennessee Three today at the White House and praised them for fighting for gun reform.
What the Republican legislature did was shocking, it was undemocratic, and it was without any precedent. But you turn it around very quickly.
Mr. Biden also took questions today about his possible re-election announcement. Our Ed O'Keefe asked why he'd want to run again in 2024.
Mr. President, why do you want to run?
So I get to answer your question.
The president's already putting some players in place, including his campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez.
She's a veteran Democratic Party operative. She's also the granddaughter of Cesar Chavez, the famed labor and civil rights leader, and has been active in Democratic Party politics for years. Most critically for her, compared to others that might have been considered for this role, she's at least been working down the hall from the president for more than a year now in a senior West Wing position.
Fighting factions in Sudan have agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
U.S. Africa Command and the Department of Defense continue to work closely with State Department, which has the lead for helping American citizens wishing to depart Sudan.
The U.S. embassy's already been evacuated. Aaron Rodgers is ending his 18-year run with the Green Bay Packers.
Rodgers does this better than anybody.
He is considered one of the all-time great quarterbacks. But now Aaron Rodgers is on his way to the New York Jets. Final details are expected to be worked out in the next few days. The Jets are giving Green Bay a series of draft picks, including a second rounder this year and a first or second round pick next year. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Comedian Richard Lewis has revealed a devastating diagnosis.
I'm finished with stand-up. I'm just focusing on writing and acting. I have Parkinson's disease, but I'm under a doctor's care, and everything is cool, and I love my wife, I love my little puppy dog, and I love all of my friends and my fans.
Lewis is 75 years old and says his health took a turn after wrapping a recent season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more details.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Pop a top and join the fun. Donate your cans today to help feed and care for the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Express Recycling Solutions Incorporated, dedicated to helping our community by providing many recycling services as well as drop-off locations for cans at the Southwood County Humane Society and 480 Strodeman Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Express Recycling Solutions, keeping our community clean and safe.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Weight limit restrictions on certain state highways will lift in Wood County at noon today. Wisconsin 54 from West Wood County Line to Wisconsin 80. Wisconsin 54 from the south intersection with Wisconsin 80 to 1 mile west of the intersection with Wisconsin 73. And Wisconsin 173 from the north intersection with Wisconsin 80 to Wood County G. A bipartisan measure by Wisconsin lawmakers could change the criteria needed to expunge criminal records. Under current state law, someone can ask a judge for expungement only if the crime was committed before they turn 25. The new measure removes the age limit. The bill makes certain crimes like stalking, violating a restraining order, criminal trespass, criminal damage to a business, and traffic offenses ineligible and does not apply to felonies. In order to apply for expungement, a year must pass after completing the sentence, as well as paying outstanding court fees or restitution. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for rain mixing with and changing to snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 32, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47, overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. This segment is supported by, let me see my list here. I have a great list here. It's supported by Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and we really appreciate their support over the years. Hey, I have a guest here, and we have some heavy-duty stuff we want to talk about. Could you please introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Yep, good morning, Hihane Washte. Washishu iya Nita Medicine Crow e Makiapie. My name is Nita Medicine Crow. I am the community engagement coordinator with the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. I am from the Crow Creek Dakota Nation, and I've resided in the Twin Cities area for about 20 plus years. So it's really good to be here. Thank you, Robert.
Yes, and thank you for your support over the years. We really appreciate this partnership. We have a few things we'd like to talk about, but first I want to just back up just a tad for our new listening audience all around Turtle Island, because, you know, we're on 12 stations live on the Civic Media in Wisconsin and, of course, here in Minnesota. And maybe our specifically our white allies don't know what we're talking about. And I wonder if you could just give some information about what we're going to talk about in the event that we're going to be speaking out. And again, thanks for being on.
Yeah, most definitely. So what we're doing is it's called the MMIR, and it's called the Murdered Missing Indigenous Relatives. And we kind of, there's another one called MMIW, and that's including our women. But the reason why we use MMIR is because we want to be inclusive of all of our relatives, and it's women, it's men, it's youth that go missing. It's Two-Spirit individuals that go missing. So we just want to be inclusive. So that's why we use the MMIR. And what this is it's our missing, murdered Indigenous relatives that go just murdered and missing at way higher rates than the national average. And it feels, the issue here is that we feel, a lot of our relatives, we feel invisible, and our voices feel invisible a lot of the times. When we go murdered and missing, we don't have a lot of media coverage. We have resistance when it comes to police helping out sometimes, depending on the area that you live in. So it's really concerning, and we want to get awareness out there. And we held a march in February. And we have an event coming up in May that I want to talk a little bit about, too. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I know, and Nadine, one of the things that I've heard, like from one of our guests that comes on pretty frequent is State Representative Heather Keeler. And she has spoken at a couple events regarding this. And one of the things that she said that kind of really hit me in my heart in a good way was that she's told her children that she will never leave them, that she would just not get up and leave. And I think a lot of the police and a lot of things, people think that, you know, our parents or our women just leave, get up and leave and don't worry about their children. And so she's made it clear that if she's missing, it's not because she left. So please come look for her, almost is what she's saying. So those are important messages I think we need to talk about to everybody about us. We're still here. You know, we are humans. We're not caricatures. We're not dinosaurs and all those things that that the great work that you guys do and speaking our truth needs to be put out there. So I really appreciate what you guys do and have been doing.
Thank you. Thank you. To kind of to speak on that. Yeah. A lot of the times when we go murdered or missing, it's kind of passed off as, oh, you know, we'll be back, or, you know, just give them time, or our youth are runaways, and that's just, it's not the case a lot of the times. And so what that is doing is actually preventing, there's a timeline that has to be followed for to report individuals missing, and we don't have to wait anymore. We can report missing individuals right away. And so there's kind of, yeah, there's some problems to perceptions and everything of, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. But I think what your organization does and what we're talking about, missing and murdered relatives, women, really puts it in the forefront, because how many times has the national media followed one case with one blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and we find out that, you know, 9 times out of 10, her boyfriend or husband has murdered her, and we're on this, we don't fit the demographic of people caring about us. Let's just put it out there like that. So having an organization like yours and these events that you come up with really amplify what we go through as human beings.
Yeah, and that's just the thing too, is that I don't think we're seen as human beings really, because it's just hard to, I've heard stories. I recently heard Nevaeh Kingbird's family up at our conference recently, and the struggles with what they went through with law enforcement, gaslighting the family. And it's just disheartening to hear that when they're supposed to be there helping us and helping our families. And it really, about what it comes down to it, is we're having to organize our own relatives to search for our own people, because, again, we don't feel like anybody cares about us, or people are too busy. And the other thing is that I wanted to talk about, to bring some education to it, is this really stems from colonization. And because a lot of people don't understand why this is happening and why we're so high in numbers with the violence, and 1 out of 3 Native women, you know, will be suffer from some sort of violence. And so it's not normal. And I've seen and heard our people kind of normalize things. And that's also not something that we want to normalize in our communities. So it's hard. It's definitely hard.
Well, and then we have national recognition. You know, we talk about the Savannah law that's been passed that we work on. And that's a really good example of, you know, and to go deeper too, I believe that we have been colonized as dinosaurs and not human-like for hundreds of years in movies and books and things like that. So it's an uphill battle for us to get our own story out there and talk about things that are real to our community and that affect everybody. And one out of three women being, I want you to repeat that, because if you go to a powwow or go anywhere, you look and count, one out of three women have been abused in one way or another. That's staggering.
Yeah, that is really staggering. And I've been in the domestic violence and sexual violence field for a while, and we do some education around that, and it's so high and people just don't realize it. That's a high number. One out of three, that's your auntie, that's your sisters, that's our daughters, that's our relatives, you know? So it's hard to hear those numbers. And so that's why it's so important to do education and awareness and to keep this going and to talk about things like this. So thank you.
Yeah. And just to let our listeners know, it's a thing. It's for reals. And we have a database. I see things on Facebook about our missing children, our missing women. And, you know, we're not even talking about things that happen up in Duluth Harbor right now. But hey, do you have time for another segment? Because we're getting on a hard break right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about your event on the next one.
Okay, that's fine.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us. Hey, Kadigi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. This segment's supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. And I'm here with Anita, and we're talking about MMIW and kind of the background of it, and also an event that's coming up. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about maybe the history of the march that we're going to be speaking of, and who can come, and how it came about, and just as some general information.
Okay, sure. I'm just going to light some sage here, too. So we have a march that we did in February. And that's the MUSAC has been doing that for many years now, and it has grown over the years. And so, but we have that in February, and then MMIR became a national movement, and so there's also a national day of action regarding MMIR, and that's May 5th, and that's coming up in a couple weeks. May 5th, the event that we have planned will be at the Capitol Mon, and this is to gain awareness and be smack dab in the Capitol, on the Capitol Lawn, and to draw awareness of our murdered, missing indigenous relatives, and so that our legislative people in there can see that, you know, we're not going anywhere, we're still here. We're still going to speak up. We're still going to create awareness. We're still going to, you know, push for funding. We're still going to be doing everything that we need to do to keep this momentum going, to create the awareness and have our keep voices for our families that want to speak up on this. And so that event is coming up May 5th, and it'll be 12 to 3 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend and just to come support. We're going to be having food, and then we're going to be having speakers, and we are going to be setting up teepees.
Wow.
On the lawn. And actually, Rory Wake 'em Up is helping us with the teepee action, so we really appreciate that. And I believe we're going to be doing some art. And so it's going to be a good event. Please come out May 5th, 12 to 3, if you are able. It's going to be an outdoor event, and it should be really good. If you want to get involved, contact me, and we can see how we can help you help out.
You know, was it last year where we had all those red dresses through the whole Capitol, along with these beautiful MMIR teepees that Rory set up? Was unbelievable. Are we looking for some art like that again this year?
Yeah, I know they did that. I think it was the year before. I know last year, I think they went to Boom Island. Since I'm still pretty new, I'm still trying to get grounding of what has done in the past. So yeah, they have done this before. It's been very impactful. Seeing the teepees on the Capitol lawn is something that I love. And I actually want to help out this year in setting up teepees. There's another aspect to it that was brought up by community members, and they felt strongly that they wanted to include the boarding school children that were deemed, you know, originally because they were also murdered and they went missing during the boarding school era. And so they want to remember our young ones that died there and the families that were affected by that. And then long term, a lot of us were affected by that. So we're going to have the ideas to set up an orange teepee as well with the other teepees. And then I think the red dresses are coming too. So it's coming together, and it's really good that we're recognizing and we're acknowledging the boarding school piece of it too, because there's a lot of trauma there from the past and even present.
Right.
With our people, with what we had to go through with that rigid policy that the government had implemented.
Absolutely. I know that's interesting that you said that, because I was going to ask you if we should be wearing red, and you just answered it. Red or orange, it sounds like, is going to be the color of the day to wear. Yeah.
Yep, definitely red. And then acknowledging the orange too, that for our boarding school young ones that were lost, and that and our survivors too. So.
Right. And you talk about there's trauma, and trauma's been handed down through the boarding school, but also when you're missing a loved one, we see that during the March in February, how many people call out the names of people, and some that are still missing and have not been found. That's really heartbreaking.
It is. We had a woman contact MUSAC, and her daughter went missing. I'll just say her first name, but her first name is Dawn. And there's so many stories out there similar, and it's sad. It's heartbreaking. But that's why we do this, to remember them and to honor them and to know that, you know, we think of them and we want to honor them. And that they are gone, but they're not forgotten.
Right. And I think, you know, some people would like it forgotten, especially when we reach out for help when our ones are missing and we don't get a lot of help. And there's many different reasons, and it's been going on for many, 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 many years. And again, I just want to jump back and talk a little bit about that we are human, that we have families, we have loved ones, and we're still here, and we're First Nations here. And there's things that I think is changed over the years, but still lingers about how people treat Native Americans and the first people here in this continent. And I'm really happy that you're bringing this up. And that event at the Capitol, I guess it was 2 years ago, was just amazing visually. And then with the speakers, who do you have coming aboard, or is it going to be kind of a call-up thing when we have speakers at the Capitol?
Let me see. Who we have lined up is we got confirmation from Peggy Flanagan. So LG, Lieutenant Governor, will be there for sure this time. She wasn't able to make it to the march, I think, but she'll definitely be there. And then we have Senator Kunesh is coming. They've always been so supportive, and they're just always ready to go when we ask them to come. So we're just really appreciative. And then I actually have my uncle is coming in from Crow Creek, and he's tribal chairman right now, and he's Peter Lenkeek. And since it's national, South Dakota and North Dakota have been dealing with so many murdered and missing relatives too over there. So it'd be good to hear what's going on in South Dakota too with what they're doing. And then just to touch on that, to educate that a lot of this is systematic too. We are not able to, with some of the laws and policies in place, we're not able to, and we need to change this. We're not able to charge non-natives that perpetrate on our lands. And so that's a real problem. And it's like tying our hands. We're not able, you know, they want us to be sovereign nations, but then they're tying our hands with policies and legislative laws that aren't helping us. So we need to change that, and we need to get the community aware of these things, these systematic things that are barriers to getting justice for our families, too. So that's important that we want to bring up, that it's also we're fighting a systematic battle, too.
Yeah, just to be clear, if a white person was to come on, let's say a reservation, a sovereign nation, and commit a crime, any kind of crime, the police cannot go in and arrest them. Is that
right? Yep. It has to do with jurisdictional. And the funny thing about, it's not funny actually, but they're you know, going, putting their hands up and saying we can't charge them, it's not our jurisdiction. But then a lot of our we don't have tribal law enforcement. Some of our reservations, we don't have that. We don't have court systems that are set up. Some tribes do, and are, you know, they're making waves with that, but it's a lot of tribes don't. So it's hard. It's really hard. They expect us to. And then when we can't charge non-Native perpetrators, it just makes it really hard to, like I said, get the justice that the families need. And so it's just really disheartening to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to bring that up because I think that is so hard. Another thing that's so hard to believe that we're dealing with on a daily is things like that. People creeping in on the tribes and the nations and the sovereign nations and being able to do whatever they want and then kind of jump on the other line of the nation and not have anything happen to them. So that's amazing again.
Yeah. And then it has to do with jurisdictional, and sometimes the feds they're not willing to pick up the case. And so it's just frustrating all the way around. So it's understanding that piece too.
So let's let our audience know here. We got less than a minute left about the event in May one more time.
Okay. May 5th, 12 to 3 p.m. at the Capitol Lawn. Please show up if you can. We're going to have speakers and food, and we're going to have teepees set up, and it should be a good day. Please come if you can.
Well, Pinigigi, for coming on and speaking your truth and letting.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids today, Monday, April 24th, from 2 to 7 p.m. It's in the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's a hearing set for a Madison courtroom on May 4th, challenging Wisconsin's restrictive abortion law. The State Justice Department will argue that more recent legislation leaves the 1849 ban unenforceable.
We've argued that those recent laws impliedly repealed the 1849 ban. We've got really strong arguments.
That's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on WISN-TV's Upfront program. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for rain mixing with then changing to snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 32, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47, overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My awesome, beautiful wife who likes to throw me off here a little bit. And you talk about sacred animals, and I learned so much. And I know talking to people that listen to the show, Wendy, they feel the same way, that I'm really getting educated by you and what's going on in Turtle Island, and along with our relatives with whose tails, fins and big noses and stuff like that. But I appreciate you and appreciate you being on this 7 years that we've been on and talking about these important issues and educating us. So Pina Gigi, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. You know, I always learn stuff too by looking up this stuff. And I did throw you off. I need to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of natural for me when I know it's my segment to howl for Howling for Wolves. So that's why I did
good
that.
One.
Yeah, but you know, I've been talking about this bald eagle, yeah. Bald eagle Murphy, right? Who's in the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And he's been there since he's a fledgling. So a fledgling is a bird that's just about ready to fly. But I have an update on Murphy. So Murphy, very quickly, for those who don't know, Murphy's been in the sanctuary for many years, most of his life. Mm-hmm. And he, this first spring, decided that he wanted to be a father. So he got a rock and incubated the rock and felt very maternal about the rock. Wow. And eagles, the male and the female, do the same duties as raising the young. So he just felt like really maternal. But what happened is they found another fledgling who was orphaned and brought him to Murphy, and now him and Murphy are bonding. So the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis, Missouri has been giving updates every now and then.
Cool.
And people are asking tons of questions about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really awesome. But here's the thing. You can adopt Murphy as your very own.
What? He'd come over for dinner?
You can adopt him. Oh. The symbolic adoption program at the World Bird Sanctuary helps to provide food and care for your favorite feathered friends. So you can give a gift, and it really makes a big difference, and enjoy a full year of benefits by becoming a proud parent today. You could give any amount of money between, you know, $29 and $129. So if you want to do that, that'd be great. But Murphy came to the World Bird Sanctuary, like I said, as a fledgling, the age of just leaving the nest from a facility in Oklahoma to be released with another fledgling bald eagle that was hatched at World Bird Sanctuary. He unfortunately arrived with a broken leg, but once his leg was all healed up, a release was attempted. Murphy did not succeed at leaving his release nest and broke his left wing at his elbow. The joint fused together and Murphy can no longer open that wing to fly. So he's been there for his most of his life. But the sanctuary has been really great, and they've been getting lots and lots of phone calls and updates and questions. So people have asked many, many questions about the fledgling. So here's some updates we have, and they try to do it every day. And we know you're all interested. So this is them speaking. We know you're all interested in this story, and we love that you are. We will not be setting up live feed. Our current infrastructure cannot support it. We will be recording our trail cameras regularly. Murphy and Chick's enclosure is perfect for this current situation. Murphy cannot fly, so high perches and trees are not necessary. Also, we do not want the chick wandering in a large enclosure and meeting dangerous situations. This enclosure receives sun, is predatory proof, and is tailored specifically to their current needs. Their enclosure will change as the chick grows. And I did read on another site that the place where they are, their enclosure, doesn't have a roof, because they want the birds and the fledgling like to get used to the outside air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rain, cloudy, sunny, you know, feel the wind and be able to understand that they are outside, right? Because if they're indoor and they have a roof, like, they won't have any idea of what's going on. So I like that idea. And they did say also that if it's like very, very heavy rain or torrential rain and, you know, really heavy winds and it's really crazy, they do go in there and modify. They do modify it. So also, let's see what else I have here. So people have been asking, what's going to be the fledgling's name? Right? What are we going to name it? But we will not be naming the eaglet. The baby bird. This bird is set for release back to the wild. We do not name the birds we will be releasing. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's kind of
So they just kind of have a,
Hey there, what's his name flying over her head?
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the eaglet has like a number and I don't know what the number is, but yeah, no. Yeah. So the eaglets is from a nest in Modoc, Illinois, that was destroyed during a storm. So people were asking where that eaglet came from. So Murphy is not regularly feeding the chick, nor is he sitting in the nest with the chick, and that's okay. They said that. Yeah. Murphy's main job right now is to be just a bald eagle who is tolerant of the chick being near him. We want the chick to imprint on its own species so it can be released. Knowing that is indeed a bald eagle is the first and most important step. So that's important. I mean, you don't want the eaglet to imprint on a different species of animal or a human, right? Because then you won't know what's happening. In the wild, Murphy would be hunting and returning to the nest with food. We do that for him here at the sanctuary, and that saves him a lot of time and energy, I guess, right? I mean, if somebody was doing my grocery shopping and cooking for me, that would be awesome, right? So, and again, Murphy is a 31-year-old bald eagle. He has been at the sanctuary for 30 years. Murphy arrived at the sanctuary with a broken leg, which was repaired, mm-hmm. and he was released. Unfortunately, after his release, he broke his wing. Oh. Yeah, he sounds like a klutz of a bald eagle, huh? Jeez. And was returned to us. That wing injury could not be repaired properly, so he remained in our care. We will be posting soon about how the eagles will learn to fly and hunt, so stay tuned. I really like this organization. Just a little bit of background on them. The World Bird Sanctuary is a conservation organization dedicated to saving endangered bird species since 1977. We are located 30 minutes southwest of St. Louis, Missouri. We house 200 plus non-releasable birds. Hmm. Yeah, mostly raptors. Rehabilitate 600 plus birds of prey every year. Educate hundreds of thousands upon birds. Educate hundreds of thousands about birds and conservation and have several programs dedicated to breeding and releasing endangered birds. Our team is 28 individuals mm-hmm. plus volunteers and interns. And you could go ahead and donate. You could go to the worldbirdsanctuary.org. And check it out. And even if you can't donate, you don't have the funds. It's fun just to look at all the pictures. They put tons of listen to this. They also have T-shirts available.
Hey, get me one.
Oh, that's good. Because I like. Yes, I like it. A soft T-shirt. That's right. So how much time do I have, Robert? Because I have a little thing here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. So this time of year, a lot of baby birds are being born. So if you find a baby bird, these are things that you could do and what could help and what doesn't. So here's the general rule. Does it have feathers? If it does not have feathers or no feathers or only a few, that means that the bird is in need of help.
Mm.
Yep. Please pick me up and call a rescue center for help. Now, does the bird have feathers? Yes. If the bird has feathers, does it run? And then there's another thing. Okay. So it has feathers, but does it run or hop when you approach? Okay, if it does not run or hop when you approach it, it is in need and it does need help, right? Yeah, so if it does run and it does hop to get away when you approach it, that is a fledgling. and please leave me alone. So I think that's important, because I think I know me. If I see a little bird, even if it's hopping away from me and I know it can't fly, I'm going to chase down that bird and try to get it, right? And I'm going to try to save it. But you shouldn't do that. So if it can hop or run a little bit and it's leaving, just leave it there, because it's learning. It needs to learn how to fly. All right.
Yeah.
A couple of good news here, Robert. I just want to put this out there. You know, when we go to New York and we see the horse and buggy carriages, we really hate that, right? I mean, these things have been going on for a really long time.
They know we do, because I don't know. What did I do last time? Did I give him the finger last time?
I think you told him. Well, I said something like, you're going to be gone in my lifetime.
Right.
Like, there's not going to be any of them. And he said something really nasty. And I think you gave him the one half, of you. Yeah.
The half a peace sign.
Half a peace sign. But here's some breaking news.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is set to become the first city in the United States to replace horse carriages with electric carriages. Right. So it's not putting these people out of business. Right. So these people can just transition to the electric carriages, put the horses out to pasture and in sanctuary, let them have a nice little life instead of every day walking on this concrete and tar.
Exhaust,
car exhaust, traffic, beeping noises, people talking. It's very, very busy in these cities where they have these horse carriages.
I wish they'd get rid of them in Stillwater too.
Yeah, it really is sad. So in our lifetime, it will happen.
Things are changing for the better in a lot of things. So, yeah. Well, Wendy, thanks. We're going to grab you on another segment here. But appreciate those updates. And, yeah, it's always sad to talk about our relatives that are in pulling people around on tar and in the cities, the horses. But, hey, one good thing is Tucker Carlson's getting off Fox. That's all I have to say. So I'm happy for that. But up next,
and
Wendy.
Hey, $787 million.
What?
787.
Oh,
787 million dollars.
Fox News, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're talking in code. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Being a true American means more than just baseball, blue jeans, and rock and roll. Being an American also means taking responsibility. So if you're a man turning 18, do your part. Register with Selective Service. It keeps you eligible for college loans, government jobs, and job training. Plus, it's the law. To register, log on to www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. Be a man and register.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Oh. Wow, that was an interesting one you had there. whoa. Hey, Wendy, introduce yourself. You didn't introduce yourself the last segment.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, so what else you got for us? It's kind of like we're doing Pilots Progressive Party. Again, this is awesome.
So I went grocery shopping the other day, and I was kind of in, I had an inkling for some sweet chocolate. So I was looking around, and
you know why I don't like sweets?
Yeah, because you're sweet enough.
Thank you. Wait a second.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So I found some chocolate that's right up my alley. Huh. Yeah, the name of it is Endangered Species Chocolate.
Huh.
Yeah, and I got, they come in all different kinds of flavors and everything, and my mouth's watering just thinking about it. I finished it up last night, so I'll have to go and get more. But they come in bars. They have a website, Endangered Species Chocolate, and I love this because... first of all, it tastes really yummy. I got oat milk, sea salt, and almonds, and dark chocolate. That was the flavor. Oat milk, sea salt, and almonds, and dark chocolate. Oh, my God. It was so good. But anyway, I was reading about this company, and I really love this company because they're, like, really sustainable and everything. But on the back, they had a little story about the rusty-patched bumblebee.
Oh.
Yeah, so I want to tell you guys about the rusty-patched bumblebee. The rusty-patched bumblebee is one of 47 species of bumblebees in the North America and approximately 250 species worldwide. The rusty-patched bumblebees live in colonies made up of a single queen bee and between 50 and several hundred female worker bees. Rusty-patched bumblebee workers have a patch of rust-colored hair on the middle of their abdomen. This is what gives it the species its name. The rusty patch bumblebee can be found at elevations ranging from sea level to nearly 1 mile above sea level due to its ability to withstand colder temperatures than other bees.
Whoa.
Yeah, the rusty patch bumblebee builds underground nests in fields, grasslands, and near wetlands. And here's about their population. Of course, it's decreasing, right? Because everything is really bad now. The rusty-patched bumblebee was once common throughout the eastern and upper Midwestern United States and areas of southeastern Canada, but has declined by more than 90%.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, it is the first bumblebee to be listed as endangered under the United States Endangered Species Act. Isn't that crazy? But I really love this company because they care about, you know, the endangered species. And 10% of their net profits to save go to save wildlife. Yeah, Endangered Species Chocolate partners with nonprofit, wildlife, and conservation organizations that are making a measurable and significant difference, such as the National Forest Foundation, the Dane Fossey Gorilla Fund International, Xerxes Society for Invertebrate Conservation. Yeah, you could learn more about their chocolate by going to chocolatebar.com/giveback partners. And you could join their organization in helping them protect wildlife and habitats across the globe. Here are three simple ways to get involved, right? Consume with a conscience. It's always been a hard word for me to say.
Aluminum.
Purchase products that are fair trade, certified, sustainably grown, and support habitats for animals, right?
Right.
Yeah. Expand your knowledge. Educate yourself on endangered species, conservation projects, and organizations that are making a difference in our world. And then you could take action. Engage in your community to create lasting change. Share information in your community. Volunteer and encourage others to join your efforts. So you could learn more by going to Endangered Species Chocolates. And by the way, they are delicious.
Right.
And this one, I don't know if all of their chocolates are vegan, but this one was.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Lunds and Byerly's.
Oh.
But you could, they have an online store where you can buy and
well, you got me one without kinds salt in it because of my high
blood pressure.
But you saw my numbers were down last time I was at.
I know. And they have a lot of good certifications. So they have a certification as being fair trade. Mm. They have a certification of being non-GMO verified, right? Because we don't want any GMO, right? Some of them are verified vegan, which I like those. Mm. Some are gluten-free, kosher. Hey. And then here's another one. I don't know about this one. Green-E. We buy 100% certified renewable energy. So they're green energy.
Weird. They must have solar panels or something on there.
I don't know.
Or wind.
Yep.
Or water.
So they're really, really yummy chocolates. And
give them a call, see if they'll advertise.
They help. I know I'm giving them free advertising right now.
No,
right?
But it's good cause. Seriously.
Exactly.
There's stuff out there that you can help or protect the environment. And
And so just like coffee, for instance, right? Coffee, if you buy it, you have to be really careful when you buy coffee because you don't want to buy coffee where a 7-year-old kid is out in the, getting the cocoa beans. Not, is it cocoa? No, the coffee beans. Yep. Coffee beans.
Cocoa's chocolate.
Yeah. You know, you want to get something that's sustainable and reliable and, you know, stuff like that. Even
like Steve's coffee shop.
Yeah. Steve's coffee shop has that kind of coffee. And you could just buy a good brand of coffee instead of, you know, buying something that's going to hurt the environment something, or hurt somebody. It's really hard to go through life every day. Like you really, really have to.
Oh, there's lists too. And it's amazing not to get down the rabbit hole, Wendy, but when you see who owns these companies and even some of the, you know, even some of the, what you would think is a good companies owned by a bad company because they need to shield their badness.
Yeah. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, like Nestle.
Oh, God.
All right. They steal a lot of water from places where they're not supposed to. It's really, they're really not a good.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just wanna, allegedly, so we don't get sued.
And
or you don't get sued.
Exactly. Like, allegedly, yeah. So every day, you know, we try to go through life by not harming anything or using too much that we're supposed to or, you know, whatever. We just try to do our best. So if everybody just tries to do a little bit, I think it will go a long way.
Well, I think a good example of that is Meatless Monday.
Yes.
I really do.
It really is. You know, people don't talk about this, but agriculture industry and the meat industry causes more gases and greenhouse gases and problems than like cars and planes combined.
Mm-hmm.
But the agriculture business and the ranchers and all of them have a big stake in Washington, D.C. And people don't talk about it. You know, just do a Meatless Monday would be fantastic.
Right.
And then, you know, the spring's coming. People are going to, I'm going to be watching people, Robert. We're going to be out there walking the dogs. We're going to be everybody spraying that Roundup and all their other chemicals all over their lawns. Let your dandelions come out so that that really is the bee's first food.
And let our squirrels be free.
Yes.
Right?
Our squirrels. Leave our squirrels alone. We like our squirrels.
Hey, if you are listening to this a broadcast, you are part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on. It is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be on tomorrow. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Be complete, be marvelous, be incredible. Hi, everybody. This is...
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.